more information. HD Plus.
By who had come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of God was present to heal them. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the teachers of the law who were sitting there, the power of God was present to heal them. But nobody was getting healed. Then, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they could bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And later on, raised the man from being paralyzed. What did Jesus see? Their faith. What did the faith connect to? The power which has been there all along, which was present to heal, but nobody was getting healed. In this place, there is power to transform a poor person to a rich person. There is power. As a matter of fact, that power is inside you. There is power to solve all your problems. The Bible says the power in you is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ever ask or think about. Now, if all you are asking is, "God, I want jollof," you will get jollof. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, Jehovah Jireh. Give me 20 cities. He'll give you 20 cities. That is what you are drawing. Because some of us call God very long names. You are the El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. You give God all the appellations. Please, Lord, 20 cities. Now, if you're going to ask 20 cities, make your prayer short. I mean, why is this Jehovah Jireh? I mean, why are you... Okay. So, the power is present. Nobody was healed, but faith connected, and the guy got healed. Second illustration, or this actually the third one, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Now look at it. The Spirit of God is the power of God. The Spirit of God is the power of God. Spirit of God is moving. Spirit of God is moving. But the Bible says the earth is without form and void. Darkness is upon the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is moving. Some people think if the Spirit of God will move and everything will be all right. No. Things won't be all right simply because the Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is moving, but the earth is without form or void. That's why sometimes people are prayed for, they fall under the power and they come back still broke. Did the Spirit move? Yes. Did they receive a touch of the Holy Spirit? Yes. People go for meetings and they are rolling on the floor. Roll up and roll down. Roll up, roll down. They get up, they still have problems. Did the Spirit move? Yes. But they were rolling too much, they weren't thinking. That's why when I pray for people, I don't want them to roll. I say, stand and think. Stand and think. You are receiving power. Do something with the power. Don't roll on the floor with the power. What are you doing with the power rolling on the floor? The power has come to work and you are rolling on the floor. Get up. Now, is the Spirit of God present? Yes. Is all power in the Spirit? Yes. Can the Spirit change every circumstance? Yes. But the earth is without form and void, and darkness is upon the face of the deep, until God made a demand on that power. Let there be light. And shoom, light came from that Spirit. And there was light. Until you connect to that power and make demand on it, it will be sitting there doing nothing. The power works, is energized when demands are placed on that power. That is why part of our Christian, one of the ways as Christians we make demands on the power of God is we must ask and think. I don't like non-thinking Christians Because the power at work in you is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. If you don't think, what will he do? What if the thing you're thinking about is very low level? Low level. You are fighting with people over pure water. You are fighting with people over, that's all you're thinking. Now, God will do exceedingly abundantly above pure water. It may just be ice cold pure water. You have to think. You have to think. You have to think. All right. Let me try and bring it to a close. Two passages, and then I'm going to show you how to make all of this work. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 to 29. 2 Peter 1, 2 to 4, Colossians 1, 27 to 29. All right, we start with 2 Peter. Grace, peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by grace and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. I love that verse. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, 29. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Note verse 29. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. I want you to note the phrase, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Five things I want to talk about to make the power that is in you work. First, you have to be aware that God's power resides in you. Christ in you. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It is God's power on you. Mary asked the angel, how shall these things be? The Holy Spirit, the angel said, will come upon you. The Holy Spirit is a carrier of God's power. If the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, the Holy Spirit is the carrier of God's power. Be aware that God's power resides in you. Yes, God has power in heaven in himself, but he has given you a connection within you. His power in you can tap into all his power, wherever that power is. Be aware that the power is in you. It's not in your pastor, it's in you. Yeah, there is power in me, but that's my power. That's my service board. You also have your service board. Now, if you try and come and connect to my power, you're doing illegal connection. Stay in your home and connect from your own power. There is power at work in you. You have to be aware of that. Your mind has to settle on the fact that the power of God resides in you. God's power is in you. God's power is in you. You may not even like yourself, but if you are a child of God, God's power is in you. You may not have a home, but God's power is in you. You may not have a room to sleep in, but God's power is in you. You may not have money for trotro, but God's power is in you. You may not have had food to eat this morning. You are sitting in church by faith, but God's power is in you. God's power is no respecter of persons. He is in you. You have to be aware of that. And you have to constantly be aware. You carry the power wherever you go. In every situation you are in, you are the carrier of that power. That's the first thing. Secondly, for that power to work, you have to grow in the knowledge of him who called you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Ignorance is going to make you lose what you have inside you. Unfortunately, majority of Christians are having Christianity of ignorance, and is getting to epidemic proportions in Africa. Ignorant Christianity. It is all myth and hearsay, but we don't go to the word. The teaching of the word has been abolished, and the word of preachers is valued above the teaching of the word of God. You cannot connect to the power of God just through the word of another preacher. You have to come to the knowledge of him who called you. That is how you make your connection, through the knowledge of him who called you through glory and virtue. I didn't call you. I'm your pastor, but I didn't call you. The one who called you is called Jesus Christ. You have to know him. Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That's what Paul was talking about. I need to know him. It's through knowledge, my friends. You have to know. You have to know. Otherwise, in ignorance, you will have power inside you, but you connect nothing to that power through knowledge. Third, stir up the power in you through prayer. Pray with your understanding. Pray with your spirit. Pray mentally. Pray verbally. Be in a state of prayer constantly. As you pray, you are activating that power. You are causing the power to turn inside you. Prayer should be a lifestyle. Number four, take hold of God's exceedingly great and precious promises. It is in knowledge that you come to know his exceedingly great promises. And it is in faith, by claiming the promise, that you make demands on the power. You have to know God's exceedingly great and precious promises. Christianity cannot be lived off people. You can't live your Christianity on my faith. You have to live Christianity on your faith. You have to know him yourself. You have to know the word yourself. You have to know the promises of God yourself. I can't live it for you. And the final one, you have to grow in faith, and you have to grow in spiritual boldness. What the woman with the issue of blood did is what I call spiritual boldness. She stepped into a realm that nobody has stepped in. Nobody knew that was possible. Nobody knew that you can actually tap into the power in Jesus when Jesus himself hasn't released it. Nobody knew, but she was bold. You cannot be timid with God and still see exceedingly great power flowing through you. You have to be bold with God. You have to give your faith bold assignments. It's great to believe God for little things like, oh Lord, I need rent. It's good to believe God for rent when you don't have rent. It's good to believe God for credit for your phone. It's good to believe God for credit for, you know, prepaid electricity meter. These are all good. But give your faith something more serious to do. Don't you think so? I mean, don't you think your prayer should move from credit and rent to the exceedingly great and precious promises? Don't you think it would be good for you to go and stand at the central business district of Accra and look at some land there and say, I receive the power of God to build an office structure in this place? Somebody say, where do you stay? I stay on my uncle's veranda, but I am placing demands on my faith. What if God doesn't do it and nothing happens? Nothing lost. Nothing lost. But place demands on your faith. See what God will do. Believe God for mighty things. He's able to do above what you can ask or think. So ask and think according to the power that is not sitting in you, but that is working in you. The power that is at work in you. And when you put that power to work, that is when you see His glory manifested in your life. Just before we leave here, I want you to place a demand on the power inside you. 1 minute prayer, 1 minute prayer. You don't need 1,000 minutes prayer, just 1 minute. That woman with the issue of blood didn't touch Jesus and hold Him for 10 hours. No, she just touched. There's 1 minute you can make a connection to that power that will change something in your life. I want you to pray for something crazy, something you have never prayed for, something you've never asked for, something you've never asked for. Just place demand on the power of God. Don't ask for rent, ask for a house. Don't ask to pay your landlord, ask to be a landlord. Don't ask for a car, ask for a transport business. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Able to do it exceedingly, 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 abundantly, above all that you ask, all that you think, according to the power that is at work in you. We place demands on the power at work in us by our asking and by our thinking. We release exceedingly great power out of our spirits into the areas we have asked for and thought about. And we declare and decree that the power at work in us works out and brings us the results. And we'll receive the results and the answers right now in Jesus' name. And everybody shout, amen. Give the Lord some praise.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com. Or call +233 302 688 000.